Hey guys, just a quick heads up before we dive in. Some technical difficulties occurred during the recording of this episode, so the quality might not meet the usual standards. These issues are being addressed for the next episode. So thank you for understanding, and let's get right to episode 13.
I like this lighting.
I think
today the lighting is looking snatched.
But yes, I was saying, like, I think... Was it like the creator of AI was like shocked how a lot of people trusted so much? Did you see that?
I did not see who's the creator of AI?
I don't know, but like people in the comments did not.
That sounds like a lie.
On today's lie.
Honestly, we need to start using AI more because that's gonna be like the thing of the future. Like, a lot of jobs are going to depend on AI if we don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I use ChatGPT. I mean, I don't use her, like, a lot. But I was seeing, like people commenting on that post. They're like, but chat, a lot of people call it chat. But if y'all didn't know, you can name your ChatGPT. My ChatGPT's name is Luna. Yeah, I mean, I use it, but I don't use it, like, for every single thing, you know, like. I was a little bit confused about skincare because, you know, I'm like, what goes first?
But I just feel like people use it for, like, the most basic stuff. Not you, but, no. Like, in general.
Well, like, I used to use Google for that. You know, like, what are the steps for skincare? But there are people that are really getting deep with it. Like, people are like, but they're my therapist. Like, chat is my therapist. And so maybe we should ask Luna how to have these people start sharing the money. Yeah, hopefully we can get these shares going.
Welcome to On The Menu Podcast. This is episode 13, lucky 13, just in time for...
We are in summer wing right now.
We actually are this... Did you know we're in summer already?
Yeah, I think it was June 20, no? Or 21st?
Yeah, June 20th.
Well, it's been feeling summer since like May.
Actually, I saw in the news yesterday, New York hit 100 degrees yesterday. They were burning up.
You know, I did see a post that said like that everyone is talking about how hot it is. I guess because we live in Texas, I'm like, well, we're used to it being like that. How is California? Do you know? Like, is it always really hot or does it always stay like in the 80s?
California is usually like in the 80s. Dude, right now, well, San Francisco is 52 degrees.
Ooh.
And it's going to go all the way up to 64. So it's really fresh out there. So it's a complete 180 from like New York. It's 100 degrees. How would you like to start? I don't have New York on my weather. What the hell am I thinking?
What cities do you have on your weather?
I have 20 weather
locations.
I mean,
oh my God, you're crazy.
Whenever I go to somewhere, I just like leave the weather there and I'll leave it and I'll leave it and I'll leave it. And right now I'm trying to add one and I'm going to have to delete one. So Villa Hidalgo, San Luis Potosí.
Wait, when did you go there?
I went there in December of 2018 for a wedding. So
just how you tell me to delete my tabs, you need to delete those.
I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Tell me your list and I'll tell you mine.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. So I'll give you my list. I have Houston, Brownsville, New York, Playa del Carmen, San Antonio, Las Vegas, Dallas, Monterrey, Miami, Destin, Columbus, Ohio, Denver, Austin, Fredericksburg, San Juan, Estes Park in Colorado, Rocky Mountain National Park, St. John, Virgin Islands, Big Bend National Park.
Oh my God, you have a lot. I delete them.
So I'm going to delete, like, for example, Fredericksburg. I mean, it's right there next to Austin. It's not going to be the same.
That was for my birthday. You need to keep that one. That's like deleting me from your life.
Which ones do you have?
I delete them after, like, I mean, I do have a few, but of course, I always keep New York. I have San Marcos, Austin. I have Boston, which I think I'm going to delete it. And I still have Woodstock. That's it.
Well, guys, let's dive in right into episode 13 of On The Menu Podcast.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for a Would You Rather game?
Okay, I'm a little nervous. I don't know what you're gonna ask me.
I'm gonna ask you some personal questions that our listeners are gonna find out a lot about you.
Who the real Yuri is.
Would you rather use lemon juice for eye drops or use poison ivy for toilet paper?
I feel like the poison ivy, because I already have a. I would rather have something down there, or wait, what is the poison ivy gonna do to my butt?
I was gonna say, do you know what poison ivy is? So
No.
poison ivy is a leaf that if it touches your skin,
Can do a
it
rash.
blisters up and it rashes up and it's very like itchy. So you're gonna be itchy from your butt.
Yeah, but what if the lemon juice like makes me go blind?
I would do the lemon juice over the poison ivy.
No, I would do the poison ivy. I already have problems with my eyes. I don't need any
Okay.
more problems with my eyes. Fun fact, me and my fun fact, it's not really
One of her eyes is
it's
glass
fake.
eye.
We shouldn't be laughing about this. No, I had a surgery and that's the only surgery I've ever had in my life, and it was painful. I was crying. I had to be in the dark for like 3 days without phone, without watching TV, just there. I guess this is kind of a dark question. Would you rather know how you die or when you die?
I'd rather know how rather than when.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you know how, maybe you can avoid.
No, you're gonna die either way.
No, this is Final Destination in my scenario. I don't know. I don't like knowing when. You're just gonna be waiting for the date, like.
I would probably just stay in bed and like just lay there until like no pues ya llegó la hora. I would probably leave since I'm gonna know when. I would probably leave my funeral already arranged of how I want it.
Would you rather talk like Minnie Mouse when you're angry or laugh like SpongeBob?
I don't know how SpongeBob laughs. Let me see. Ew.
Good one, Patrick.
I would rather, I mean, I already have a funny laugh, so I'd rather laugh like SpongeBob. Okay. Would you rather secretly re-gift a present you didn't like or keep it and never use
I would secretly reuse the gift I got
it?
that I didn't like.
Oh well, whenever I go over, I'm gonna look for my Stanley. Oh, I see you use
the
it.
Stanley, the
It's
Stanley.
probably a Goodwill.
No, actually, I've had like gifts that I get that I don't like, but I don't re-gift them. I have them like there. I'll give you an example. Like, I don't know why this person got me like a mug.
My face is like, wait, does it say, hey, handsome? The cup I gave
Good morning, handsome.
Oh my God. Okay. It says
So
friends.
no, like I didn't use it, and I should probably like put it out like already, like have it there in the cabinet, and just like if somebody comes, oh, there's mugs there, and you know,
Whenever I go, you're gonna give me coffee
I'm gonna
because
give you
I
a
should get
coffee in
some
that.
use. Oh my
But yeah,
God.
I would rather re-gift. What would you pick out of that one?
Keep it and not re-gift it. I have a story. I gave someone balloons. So then, like a month later, I think it was another coworker's birthday. She re-gifted my balloons and she just put them like, she tied it to like a gift.
I have a deep would you rather. Would you rather live one 1,000 year life or 10 100-year lives?
I think I would rather live the 10, 100 years. Because like if I'm the one only one that's gonna be living that long, I'm pretty sure by when I'm 100, everyone that I love is already gonna be gone, so I'm gonna be left alone. So rather just start a new life, new people.
Have you watched The Age of Adeline?
I probably have watched. It's an old movie, right?
2015.
Well, mine is kind of piggybacking on yours. Would you rather experience a wonderful life to the age of 100 or spend 100 years at any age you choose?
I don't know. Because I mean, there is like, for example, like growing old is supposedly is a gift, right? Like experiencing old age and stuff like that. But I don't want to ache. I don't want my body to hurt or anything. So I'm gonna
Well,
be a little bit.
I mean, here it says a wonderful life. So let's just say that you're not gonna ache or anything. You're just gonna look old.
I'd rather live a wonderful 100-year life. Okay. Would you rather? This one's a little bit like creepy. Would you rather swim in the ocean at night knowing a shark could be nearby or spend the night in a house you believe was haunted?
I think I would stay in the haunted house because, I mean, what are the ghosts gonna do to me? I mean, they're gonna scare me, yes. A shark, I'm gonna feel that if they bite me.
Speaking of haunted houses, I finished. This is a hot take. I never watched American Horror Story Murder House, and I finished it last night.
It's good, right?
It is really, really good. I need to rewatch them because I did watch like on and off seasons of American Horror Story, but the first one was really good. I wasn't expecting it.
Would you rather be homeless for a year or go to jail?
Oh, so go to jail would be like you're in jail. I can't leave and come back.
No. Yeah, you'll
I'd
be in there for a whole year.
rather be homeless for a year, 'cause that way I can go to like a
No, you're going to be
shelter.
living in the streets.
I'm next. Would you rather have to give up coffee or give up sex for a year?
You know, my mom listens to this. She's been like, sex, sex
What would you rather give up?
I would rather give up SEX. I'm kidding. No. I think I would rather give up coffee. Coffee is not a necessity, it's a want.
Last week or the week before, I've noticed that I didn't have coffee until later, and my head was like I have a headache. And then as soon as I drank coffee, it went away. Yeah, so I mean, I think I'm addicted to coffee. Would you rather age from the neck up or the neck down only?
Oh,
Like that
can
would
I
be super weird.
specify?
Imagine like you're young but with an old body.
I know. I think I would rather age from the neck up.
So your face and then your body would stay the same.
Would you rather have one gift worth $1,200 or a $100 gift every month for 1 year?
I would rather have one gift every month.
Same.
On that note, let's go ahead and move on to one of our next topics. I don't know if everybody's been keeping up with the news. Now let's get serious for a minute. We talked about removing this topic from the episode, but I think it makes sense that we do talk about it since it's something that is happening and we just don't want to turn our attention from it. I feel like every day there's news about this and it changes. Like for example, today I didn't see the news this morning, so I don't know what's been going on, but here's a quick recap. Israel began striking Iran, damaging its nuclear facilities. Conflict quickly escalated and for some reason the US got involved, dropping bunker buster bombs on key sites in Iran. That happened, I believe, over the weekend, right? Then President Trump said that that was it. Like we're not going to get involved anymore, that Iran and Israel had already like agreed to a ceasefire. But then the next day they started like sending bombs to each other. So I don't know what's happening. I don't think the US wants to get involved.
But
So
didn't we did get involved, didn't the US did get
well,
involved?
on that topic, that's pretty much all that I have at the moment because I don't know what's been going on lately.
Me either, but I do feel like maybe I was like, is he trying to like gravitate more attention towards that so people can forget about what's going on with the immigration?
I did see a post
Because for
about
a little
that.
bit, it's like, okay, everyone forgot about the immigration stuff and now everyone's focused on the war.
I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of topics of interest. Like, yeah. That is one. The war is one. I just feel like there's a lot right now going on that I can't keep up. I feel like everybody feels the same way.
We need to research into the Simpsons. Maybe they will give us the answers.
Oh,
You
The
know how
Simpsons.
like everything, like I don't know if that's even true, but like everything that happens, like it was already, I guess, shown in episodes of the Simpsons. But I don't know, it's just scary.
Well, we'll keep you on updated as much as we can with this topic. We'll do our little research.
A lot of people are posting, like when the World War, like a lot of people were posting like funny memes, like I don't think that's funny.
Yeah.
Like people are posting like, are we going to world war? I need to know if not, so I won't pay my rent. Like, are we gonna get bombed? If not, so I won't go to work. That's not funny. I don't want to say it is funny because it's not. And I don't know if it bothers me or I just am like, okay, I'm laughing at you trying to be funny because this is not funny.
But we'll continue to listen to the news and hopefully have a better understanding of what's going on so we can talk about it here in the podcast. But anyway, switching topics. So I was on TikTok this morning and I was scrolling whenever I saw that Taylor Swift surprised a crowd in Nashville. So it's been 6 months after she performed the last concert of the Eras Tour. Taylor was ready for a comeback. She stunned fans inside Nashville's Brooklyn Bowl when she hit the stage and performed Shake It Off on Tuesday night. A promotion for the concert mentioned surprised musical guests, and that's exactly what fans received when she joined Kane Brown's performance. It turned into a duet with Brown singing along with her. I don't know who Kane Brown is. Maybe he's a country singer.
I don't know.
He said, "Do you all care if I bring out a really, really, really special guest?" And when the crowd went crazy, she came out stage with an acoustic guitar. Like, she was just dressed normally. Like, when she finished, she wrapped her number. She said, "Would you please give it up for this amazing band who just figured out that we were going to play 3 minutes ago?" So I guess it was a last minute thing. I guess she was there with Travis Kelce, because there's a picture of them backstage with Kane Brown. So on the TikTok that I watched, someone said, "I paid $50 to see Taylor Swift in the year 2025. I'm crying." Others said, "She's acting like she isn't the most popular and famous singer with tons of Grammys, tour of the century, and humble."
I was just gonna say that she's humble.
Yeah. And another comment was like, "You can tell she misses performing." Yeah, I think that was really, really cool. No one was expecting it. I've never seen Taylor Swift, and I want to see Taylor Swift in concert, but her tickets are crazy expensive.
I've never attended a concert where they bring out a guest like that. And I always think, you know, like, I went to a Fade concert, 2 years ago? And he was dating Karol G, right? That's before I went to go see Karol G. And I was just waiting for him to bring her out. And he never brought her out with Karol G. I was like, is she going to bring out Fade? I had already seen him, but I was like, maybe she'll bring him out. She never brought him out. She did the opener. Now she's more, like, out there. What is her name? You probably don't know who she is. Because she's, like, a reggaeton girl. I actually like her now, but I know she was opening for Karol G and I was like, I don't care for her. I didn't even record her. And then later I started liking her. And Don was like, and you didn't even want to see her. You didn't even want to record her.
Whenever I saw Britney in concert here in Houston, she brought out Nicki Minaj because they have a song together. I think that's the only concert that has brought out like a special guest.
I already know who it is. It's Young Miko. Do you know who Young Miko is?
Yeah. Didn't she blow up recently? Like super skinny?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was think a lesbian, she would be my girlfriend. I
hot take, you guys.
Young Miko is everyone's girlfriend.
She's giving Sydney Sweeney vibes.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah, it was super cool of her to do that. I know that it had to do something with like football. So I'm sure they were there because Travis was doing something there and she went up stage and decided to sing. But somebody recorded Travis, like Taylor's performing here on the stage and Travis was on a side. And it was like the most like supportive boyfriend ever. Like he was like clapping, cheering on for her and stuff like that. So I love that.
I guess God has his favorites. I know. I never experienced anything. It's like when Bad Bunny went to the subway in New York. Why couldn't he go when I'm there? So another artist that might be surprising her fans, and not in a good way, is Miss Carpenter. Tony's like, I'm over her.
If someone said online, like, does she have another personality other than sex? Like, is that her only personality? And I think she commented, no.
So yeah, she is considering banning phones at her concerts, and this was inspired by a past experience at a show that she attended where there was no phones allowed. I guess she's doing it to create more engagement and present experience for both herself and her audience. I feel everyone should experience concerts the way that they want to. If you want to be recording the whole time, then you do that. If you don't want to be recording, then don't record. But I don't think she should be able to. I mean, it is her concert, but these people already paid for your ticket. You're already going to be making money, girl. Like, what do you care if they're recording you or not?
I remember whenever when I watched Britney in Vegas, there was an announcement before the show started. Like, we want to remind everybody to please don't record whatever. Don't take photos, whatever. Everybody, like, at the moment it started, everybody was like, everybody took their phones. Like, I think that's impossible to do. This time and age, like, everybody has a phone, comes with cameras and stuff like that. They're going to record regardless.
It is, like, I feel like when I've gone to concerts, a lot of times I spend, like, recording. And I feel like I'm I'm not like present. I'm like looking at my phone to see what I'm recording, you know? One of the concerts I went to, Donna was recording for me. And it did feel like, okay, like I
Different.
can actually enjoy the concert, you know? It's up to her. I don't know if people will, let's say, not go to her concert due to that. But you know, remember that bar that we were gonna go to over here on my birthday? Allow
Bones.
cell phones. I think I would go. I mean, would you go?
I think so because it's a whole experience. I guess what they're selling is an immersive experience, like what you're
Yeah.
saying. Like if you're recording the concert, you're not immersed in the experience that the artist is giving you. Like, yes, it's very different whenever you're taking in a concert, like, oh my gosh, yes, wow, that's awesome. Rather than, oh my, like, let me open the camera and let me get it ready and stuff like that. For example, I've been to several concerts in the past 2 years. I haven't known the artist. Like I go with Carson because he likes the artist and he knows them. So I'm just sitting there enjoying the music and trying to get to know them. So I think that's very different, like if you're recording. I mean, if it were Britney Spears, I'll be recording because I want to like have the video forever and also do this. Like I would record it and just be like looking with my eyes and not looking through the phone. I'd be like, and I don't think Sabrina Carpenter is gonna, her business is gonna be hurt because she's gonna prohibit cell phones. Like people will still go.
Other artists that have done that is Bob Dylan, Adele, and Madonna.
You know what? Madonna shouldn't be talking because Madonna was at a Broadway show on her, not a phone, on an iPad. So our next topic is Anthony Ramos calls out Madonna for being on an iPad the whole time during one of his Hamilton performances. So Anthony Ramos was part of the Hamilton original cast in New York. He was actually on Watch What Happens Live the other day with Andy Cohen promoting, I guess, like a Marvel movie or something like that. Andy was asking him a string of scary questions, including one about, quote unquote, the most terrifying celebrity he ever saw in the crowd while he was on stage for Hamilton. And he responded that Madonna giving him quite the fright when he spotted her in the audience during one of his performances of the acclaimed show. And he said, she was like this the whole time, mimicking someone staring down at an iPad. I'm like, damn, shorty, if you're not enjoying it that much, the door's right there. You ain't gotta stay here, he said. Ramos said Madonna attended the Hamilton performance in 2015. She was banned from visiting the cast backstage. So, I mean, I get it. A Broadway show is very different from a concert. Like at a Broadway show, is a lot, the venues are a lot smaller and it's dark and you can see when someone's on their phone. Actually, whenever I went to see the Harry Potter Broadway show in New York, they do say, we encourage you not to take out your phone, don't take videos. We want to keep this experience here.
When I went to a Broadway show, they did say that. Because I remember, like, I took a picture of me and Donald, but then afterwards, like, I was scared to, like, I did want to record, but I was scared to record. I was like, what if they kick me out? And I have all my troop pictures here. That's poor theater etiquette, Madonna. Plus, why does she have an iPad?
I mean, if you're gonna be on your phone, like quickly dim your light, send the text that you need to send. I don't know, it's just weird. I only took a picture of the stage, the playbill, and that was it. I didn't record anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is for, especially for a Broadway show, I feel like it is kind of rude. Like, these people do, like, put a lot of time and effort into this for you to not be, like, paying attention. I think this goes also, like, if you go to a comedy show, I don't think you should be on your phone because that is rude. Like, in a concert, maybe you can get, like,
Away with it.
lost in the audience. Like, they won't see you. But yeah, Broadway shows, it's a big no-no.
Also, you said a comedy show. I love going to a comedy show and I don't record or take pictures of anything. I feel like if you do that, like the
They're gonna call
person
you
doing
out.
the, they're gonna call you out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably one of the performers' pet peeves that people are on their phones while they're giving a show.
Talking about pet peeves, do you have any pet peeves that you would like to share with the audience?
One of my pet peeves is people who are always late and think it's funny. Bonus points if they treat it like it's just a quirky personality trait. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Me?
Like, make it like funny. Like, no.
Late to what? Depends.
Like, for example, late to like a friend gathering, late to like a dinner, late to a Zoom meeting, late to recording an episode.
We're missing the edge.
I've been the one that's been late several times recording an episode.
Me, I am always late. Especially, I remember when I would pick you up, I would tell you, I'm already leaving my house, but I actually wasn't.
I feel like that's been a constant in my life, like of people like being late to certain stuff. There's also people that are always early. Like I can tell you with like maybe one hand the people that are always on time. It's very rare. Yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. What about you?
Okay, bye. One of my pet peeves is people not using their signals when they're gonna turn. Like when they're driving, I hate that. Especially if
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of somewhere and I see a car coming and then they just turn. It's like, sir, I could have gone.
Yeah, isn't that like a hazard? What if you're like don't do your turning signal and you're turning and the person behind you assumes you're going straight? You know what I mean?
Like whenever that happens, sometimes I go like this or
You can probably
I
Yeah, I'll honk for sure. I'll give you a little honk like put
honk.
your blinker on, dude.
I know. What other pet peeve do you have?
So this one's a very particular pet peeve. Whenever people have their phone, I don't mind you getting notifications like ding, like a little sound like of your notification, that's fine. But whenever you have your keyboard on, like the sound the keyboard makes when you're typing, you've never heard that sound? Because I've
Oh,
never
on
had
your
it.
phone.
Yeah, whenever like you're texting and you have like a do it.
Hold on, let me text you. Hold on.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like having your keyboard on sound, that is really annoying. My mom sometimes she'll have it like on.
That's funny. Yeah, I think usually I think I have it on, but whenever I'm typing like a long message, I usually silence it because it's like it could get annoying. Let me look it up so I can put it. Phone typing.
Yes.
That's funny.
What about
Yeah,
you?
I saying LOL or OMG in real life. Like when people say lol, like you're talking and instead of
Yeah.
like just laughing, they'll be like lol or LOL or OMG.
I think I say, oh my God. I think I
Yeah, I
say,
say
oh
oh
my
my
God.
God. Yeah, I used to have a employee that would always say lol.
I
Why?
think we used to have a friend in common that used to say, lol.
Like it gets annoying. Like why do you have to say lol or
Like,
LOL?
just laugh or just don't say anything, you know?
I don't know. I think we're just very like bothered. We
I think
can't.
we're hot and bothered. That's gonna be
Hot
the
and
title.
bothered. Yeah, when I was going through this, I was like, oh my God. And I even text you like, does everything
Yeah.
bother me? Because
So another of my pet peeves is being on the phone in public. Like everybody gets calls, right? You're walking and you have a call, whatever, that's fine. But this girl was on a Stairmaster having a full-on conversation. Like I was at the gym and I was doing Stairmaster and then this girl gets on the next like on the next machine and she's literally like the whole workout she was talking. I was ready to get off that Stairmaster and I was annoyed by that. I was like, "Girl, shut up." Like no one comes to the gym to have a full conversation.
Yeah.
Like and I had my headphones like this
And you can hear
and I could hear her and also I was probably already bothered for the fact that I was having to work out at the Stairmaster and she just made it like 10 times worse.
her. How can she, like, if I would be on the Stairmaster, I would be like
Out of
not being able
breath.
to talk and breathe.
Yeah, out of breath. Not for me. Get off the Stairmaster and go have your conversation outside. Thank you.
My next one is unsolicited advice and recommendations. That annoys me. If I am not asking you for a recommendation or advice, please do not give it to me. I just feel like I have a great example. I had a friend, right, that if she were to travel, she had a friend that wherever she would travel, she would post a picture and she had someone that would go in there and put, I recommend you going here, or I recommend you doing this. And it's like, this girl's just posting a picture. Like, she never asked, like, hey, do you recommend anywhere to go eat or whatever? But this person would always go and comment, girl, you
Are
are
we
annoying.
being haters?
I don't know. I don't know. I think a lot of people think the same.
No, it I mean, if I wanted like a recommendation, like I would reach out, 'cause I would know like, oh, Yudi went here to
Yeah.
she went to Vermont. Let me reach out to her and be like, "Hey, what do you recommend?" I know you wouldn't like comment it on a picture of me in Vermont and say, "Oh, I went there."
That's annoying when people do that. Like,
I
okay, I didn't
think we
ask
have a
you.
lot of thoughts about that.
Pégame por
Exactly.
preguntona. Oh my God.
So another pet peeve of mine is having to repeat myself.
Oh
I
God.
don't like that. Sometimes it's necessary because, like, one, maybe the other person didn't understand you, or two, you weren't talking correctly or something, but.
Boy, I feel attacked. No, you know what I do a lot?
No, in
Like,
general.
I feel like a lot of times, like someone tells me something and I'll go like, huh?
But did you
Like,
really didn't hear, or is it just a
no, I think
tick
it's,
of yours that you're like, huh?
yeah, it's like a tick that I'm like, huh? But sometimes it's like, I mean, I really don't understand what you're saying. So I'm like,
Yeah.
what did you say? Like, you talk too fast for me.
Yeah. Huh? No, but yeah,
Huh?
that's one of my pet peeves. What about you? What other pet peeve do you have?
The grammar police is about to step into
Do, do.
chat. So it just like annoys me when people put am instead of I'm.
So whenever they put I apostrophe M.
Yeah, but they put am instead of I'm. Like, I'm at the movies and they put am at the movies. Don't know that it's actually I am when you put I'm making this for whatever, or I'm so sad. They put am so sad, like
That's
am.
weird. I've never seen people do that.
Yeah, like I don't know how to like speak perfectly or have perfect grammar,
Yeah.
but that's one of the things that it's
Like
just like,
it's so easy and
please.
you're getting it wrong.
Yes.
One of my pet peeves that I'm sure this is a lot of people's pet peeves whenever they travel is people that rush to the front of the plane when it lands.
Yes, that was on
Like,
my list.
why are you standing up? Like, everybody is going the same way. Why are you standing up? Wait your turn and then get off. Dude, one time, I don't remember what flight it was, but the people behind, not even behind our seats, behind further down, cutting. Like, literally, the plane landed. Everybody stood up. You know how people stand up? They were going through the thing. And they passed my row and they went all the way up. Like they got off the plane. I don't know how they did it, but I hate people like that. Like, wait your turn. Like, if you
Yeah.
wanted to get off the plane earlier, you should have purchased like your seat closer to the exit.
The only justification I have for that is either if your flight was delayed and you have a connection and you need to rush to the other gate, then okay. But yes, people will get up as soon as it lands.
Like, yeah, you might have a connection flight, but like at least say something to the people
Like,
you're
hey, I
cutting,
have a
like,
connection flight, yeah.
"Hey, excuse me, I have a connection flight. Like, just don't cut because I'm like over here, I'm thinking I want to kick your ass, you know?"
Like personally, I don't like for people to be waiting for me while I get my luggage from the top, because my luggage is gonna be heavy. I'm gonna have a hard time, especially when I'm by myself. I'd
Yeah.
rather just wait for everyone to get off, and then
Hell
at the
no.
end, I'll get it.
No, I've waited for people to move like out of my way. People behind me can wait until I get my luggage. I'm just gonna move normally. I'm not gonna rush, like hurry it up because you're behind me waiting to get off. No, I'm gonna like move as quickly as I can and get all my stuff out of the way, and then we can exit the plane properly. Thank you very much for flying United.
Sorry, Southwest team over here. Oh my God.
What about you? What else do you
Let me
have?
see. Clapping at the end of the movie. Yeah, I've seen people clap and I'm like, why are you clapping? Or at the end of the movie. I guess they really like the movie.
Recently, I haven't been to a movie that someone claps. I think the last one that I saw somebody clapped, I think it was Wicked. Actually, because the ending is really good and it's very like traumatic and very like theatrical, I think that's why they got excited and it was Wicked and everybody clapped, or not everybody, but people clapped.
I think the last one that I went and they clapped was Star Wars when they had like a
Oh, like a
it
special
was
screening?
yeah like a special screening and they were clapping.
Another pet peeve of mine that people would want to know, people who hog the sidewalk, like they're walking super slow, like they're like strolling at a park or something. Like, no, like people are trying to get from point point A to point B. Feel like I walk fast.
Yeah, usually, like if I go walking and I see someone coming, obviously, if you're running or walking faster, then obviously you have to move to the side. One of my pet peeves is when family or strangers ask, "So when is a wedding?" Or "When are you having kids?" Or "If you're single, where's your boyfriend?" Or like, "When are you getting a boyfriend?" That's very annoying. Like, I know I always joke around like with Donald, like, "Oh, I'm just waiting for the ring," or like whatever. But it's like, whenever, especially like customers, they'll be like, "Do you have kids?" And then they'll start telling me like, "You need to, like, what are you gonna do when you're old?" And it's like,
I'll figure it out. Thank you.
kids are not for me when I'm old. Like, but yeah, it's annoying when they're like, "When's the wedding? Like, when are you having kids?"
I feel like that's a violation of privacy. You shouldn't ask. What if you couldn't have kids? Like, you wanted kids and you couldn't
Yeah,
have kids.
I think this needs to be a topic for later. So one of my pet peeves is, and it actually happened yesterday, tailgating.
Is that whenever you're driving like super close to someone?
Yeah, when
Or what is
someone's
it?
like really close to me in the back,
Oh.
that annoys me. It even makes me want to go like slower. But and I especially hate it when someone is like in back of me. It's like, "Sir, I am not going slow because of me. Like, the car in front of me is the one going slow, you know?" And that doesn't mean that I'm up on their ass. What if they break? That could cause an accident. Because yesterday, like, there was this car I was driving. He was going through all the lanes, like wherever he could fit, he
That's
was going through.
dangerous.
And then he went to the fast lane. And you know how on the fast lane on the left, there's like a little bit of space on the side? He was in back of a car and he was kind of like going to the side, kind of like to see if,
Hurry
like,
up.
I hate that. Like, ugh.
But yeah, I don't like that either. It's so like annoying. And I have one more.
Okay, give it to me.
You ready? Leaving cabinet doors open.
Oh God, I always do that.
My mom does that sometimes in the kitchen. Whenever she's cooking, she'll leave like a cabinet door open. If she took out the seasoning or something, and she'll use it and leave the seasoning out, but the cabinet door is open. Ma, are you using this? Are you gonna get something out? No?
No,
Okay, I'm
if
gonna
you're
close
saying
it.
like that, then you sound rude, like you're mad, you're bothered.
I'm hot and bothered. I'll be like, are you gonna use this? Are you okay? Let me close it.
I feel like that bothers me a little bit, but I also do it because I know that if I see them open like that, I will go and close them. But then I've noticed that sometimes when I'm leaving, like in a rush and stuff, I turn to look at the kitchen and I left like the pantry door open. I'm guilty for that too.
What else? Do you have anything else?
I have one more. Wait, let me see.
Okay.
Not screwing the lids onto bottles. I don't like seeing like bottles without the top, but
Oh,
it has
okay.
water in there. And I see that,
Just
like, I know Donald does it sometimes. So I'm sorry, Donald. Still love you. Still love you, puppy. And over there at work, especially because like we have documents everywhere, and I'm like, this is gonna like fall and like get all over this paper. Besides that one of my pet peeves, and that's actually mine of
that
me,
you do.
I always lose things. Like, just not lose things like, "Oh my God, I lost like my phone," or whatever. Well, actually, yes, I lose my phone, but in my house. Right now, I am currently on the hunt for my AirPods. I don't know where I left them. Dude, the last time I used them was when we recorded. I don't know what episode that I had them on. I don't know where I left those AirPods.
Can't you play the little sound? So on Find My, do you have it on Find My Devices or something like that?
But
So if
at
you go
this
to
moment,
Find My Devices, you can you have all your devices, and then go to AirPods and it says Play Sound.
At this point, it's been like a week or two that they've been lost. So they're probably out of battery. AirPods don't have sound.
No, the little case does make a sound whenever you are looking for it. It'll make like a little sound.
I usually have them on my purse because, like, if I'm on a call, I take them through there. Is that it?
I think that is it, you guys.
Have we
I think
gained
that was
any new
a.
followers?
Oh, yeah, let me see. We
Cool.
did. We actually, I want to give a shout out to Daniel Gonzalez. He recently followed us. He is Elda's boyfriend. Thank you, Elda, for. I know Elda told me one time that they listened to the podcast on their way to work together. So that
Oh,
is
cute.
awesome. And she got her boyfriend to Follow us. So guys, do the same as Ella did. Recommend us to a friend, play them up an episode or two of the podcast, and have them follow us on social media. We really appreciate that. Our social media is on the menu underscore pod. That's how you find us on Instagram.
I am Shurik with three I's.
And I'm at Toners with the zero. So yes, please recommend us to a friend, share our podcast, leave us a little comment.
Yes, guys, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe to the notifications.
Again, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye, guys.